In this place, once a month, we do communion. And you don't have to be a member of this congregation in order to participate in communion. But what we ask, and what the Scripture asks, that you be a surrendered person to Jesus. Thank you, my brother. And so when we take communion, we celebrate His presence, His blood, His mercy, His grace, thank you, His loving kindness to us. And the Scripture declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Scriptures that we abide by as we participate in communion. I'm going to read it this morning out of the New Living Version. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. This is verses 23 through 31 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is My body, which is given for you. Do this to remember Me." In the same way, He took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with My blood. Do this to remember Me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That's why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That's why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way." So we thank the Lord for the opportunity to pause and reflect, make sure we're right with Him. Make sure as much as we can that we're right with others as well. And we thank God for the restoration and the presence of relationship that we have in the family of God. So let's just quietly pause before the Lord for a few moments. Make sure things are right. If there's somebody not in this room with whom you're not in right relationship, then I urge you to take care of it at your first opportunity that you can. And so we'll just pause before the Lord before we take the elements together. Lord, we have so much to be grateful for even this morning in this place. So much to be grateful for relationships, friendships that are established and then reestablished. And we're grateful, first of all, for relationship with You and then with the body of Christ. We pray, Lord, You will bless each one as we do this morning in remembrance of You. This is not a trite ceremony. This is nothing meaningless. This is something full of meaning. Because we see Your body broken for us on the cross of Calvary. By Your stripes, the Scripture says, we are healed. You were bruised to take care of our iniquities. We don't have to go to the cross because You did it for us. And Lord, we are so grateful this morning for all that You have done for us. We personalize it. We're thankful for what You've done for us corporately as a church. But this morning, I'm grateful, we're grateful for what You've done for each of us individually. And we want to give You praise and worship as we do this in remembrance of You. Let's all participate in the bread together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for Your body broken for us. Thank You for Your bruising. Thank You for taking the beating for us because sin demanded it. But Jesus, You took it for us so we don't have to. We're so thankful, Lord. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, which is Your blood, we thank You for cleansing us through the blood of Jesus, for washing us clean from the inside out. We get to be full of joy and rejoicing this morning because of what You've done, Jesus. And so we pause this morning to do this in thanksgiving and in remembrance. Lord, even as we do this morning, we thank You for a fresh cleansing of the blood. And thank You, Lord, that the covenant we have with You, the covenant, even as Pastor Sherry spoke this morning, Lord, we thank You that this covenant with You is renewed and deepened. Let's partake together. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. We give You praise and thanksgiving. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for being so good. How we worship You, Lord.